dieser kurzen Episode stellt Jamo sich seine Keynote und seinen Workshop vor. Wenn ihr wissen wollt, was euch beim BE-Camp mit Jamo erwartet, welche Frage er als Geheimwaffe für BE sieht und wieso es sich definitiv lohnt, am Samstag seine Keynote zu hören, dann hört jetzt weiter.
So, I'm happy to welcome Jakob Mohammed, also known as Jamo, who will come a long way from Canada to Austria to visit our BA camp and not only visit, but also hold a keynote and a great workshop. So, welcome, Jamo.
Thank you, Peter. Thanks for having me.
It would be great if you just introduce yourself, what you are doing and what you did about business analysis, so that the attendees of the BA camp know what they can expect.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Yakub Mohammed, also known as Jamo, like Peter pointed out. So I am I treat myself to be a passionate business analysis practitioner. I've been practicing close to 12, 13 years now. And I'm also the founder of the BAcoach.com community for business analysts, more like business analysis practitioners. And I also host the podcast out there. And I basically treat myself as a BA evangelist. There is a lot of opportunity for business analysts to do so many great things in the organization. And that's where my role comes in. I'm just there as a facilitator to advance the community. Mm-hmm. I host this podcast. I interview the experts throughout the world, the BA experts, thought leaders, and authors, and bring their voices using the lens of business analysis, what you can do with it to advance your craft as a business analyst, where you can go with it. And the possibilities really are endless. And that's what I wanted to explore with the community and the podcast. So, Peter, I know you also have a podcast of your own, and you are doing a phenomenal job by advancing the community in your own way. So I appreciate that as well.
We want to know, so I would like to know what you plan to present on the BA camp. And since you're coming this long way from Canada, you have agreed to do two things, both the keynote and a workshop. So maybe at first we could start with the keynote you will deliver on Saturday.
Yeah.
So the topic of this keynote is about, you can tell us.
It's a working title. I like to call it Sleeping with the Tiger. It's basically inspired by an article I wrote, which went viral in the BA community about Lessons from the Life of Pi, which is actually a book and a movie about a small boy who happens to be lost in the ocean with a tiger on a boat. So basically, using that as a metaphor, how can business analysts survive and thrive in the sea of uncertainty, chaos, and ever-increasing project complexity? Because if you look at the environment today, it's not just a BA is out there doing a project, getting the requirements, and moving on, right? There are many elements, many parameters that will determine the success of a BA, especially today. And if you're working in a complex environment, you know, it's riddled with complexity, politics, and, you know, uncooperating stakeholders, there can be a lot of things at stake for a BA, a lot of challenges to tackle and handle. So what I'm going to go through in the keynote is give you key elements of how you can survive as a business analyst using metaphors from the tiger and the boy, how the boy survives the ordeal that he goes through on the sea with the tiger, and what you can do like in terms of getting the inspiration with specific elements such as, you know, adversity. What does it make you in terms of like where you can go with it and why mm-hmm. you shouldn't really wait for an adversity scenario in your project and how you can maximize your strengths and capabilities. There's going to be lots more, but that's sort of the sneak peek of what's going to be part of the keynote. We'll talk about
okay.
many things in a very short period of time.
Well, that sounds very promising, and I'm really looking forward to it. So thanks for agreeing to deliver this keynote on Saturday. And the one great thing, all people can get to know you early as well. So on Friday, because on Friday you said you will do a workshop, and we have four workshops. So we want to have all the attendees just that you can explain them what you will cover in your workshop, so they can choose if it's the right for you and if this is interesting for them. And the title of your workshop will be The Golden Circle of BA Toolkit. And that arises the question, okay, what is it? What is the Golden Circle and what is your BA Toolkit?
Well, first of all, thanks, Peter. Delivering the keynote at your conference is really an honor. So I'm pleased and ecstatic to do that. So coming to the topic of the workshop, the Golden Circle, actually, this is something that I did not come up with, disclaimer. It was actually a concept introduced by Simon Sinek in his book, Start With Why. Mm-hmm. And if you guys haven't read it, I highly, highly encourage you to read it. It's an amazing book that gives you a perspective of why you need to start with why. For the Golden Circle of BA Toolkit, I've sort of flipped the questions a little bit, changed the questions a little bit, but I've kept the order and the essence to be what the original Golden Circle prescribes, which is starting with a question and working outwards, which is we're starting with what is part of the BA toolkit, your BA toolkit as a practitioner. Like if you're practicing, what templates do you use, what methodology, what tools and techniques you use today, and going on to how, which is how do you do it? Like what is a way in which you can assess or determine your approach of how you're doing what you're doing.
Okay.
And the last question is where you can take it is knowing what you do and understanding how you do it, where gives you or sets the direction of the possibilities of where you can take your toolkit, your tools and techniques. So, this workshop will basically focus on giving you that frame of mind, that point of reference. We'll go through some examples on how you can use this Golden Circle to advance your toolkit, your business analysis toolkit, as a practitioner and also as an organization.
Okay, well, that really sounds very interesting. And I think every BA wants to become better, and your toolkit, well, it could be a step towards this goal. So everybody who would like to visit Yamo's workshop, it's on Friday morning. And well, of course, the keynote on Saturday. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you.
Absolutely. Me too, Peter. I can't wait.
Well, thanks you for giving us a glimpse of your talks. And yes, I'm happy to see you in May.
Thanks so much, Peter. I appreciate the opportunity and the honor. And I look forward to being there and interacting with the BA community in Austria.
Thanks. It will be great. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.